AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A California congressman posted online, "We have lost Greenville." He's referring to the devastation from the Dixie Fire in the Sierra Nevada that's ravaged the historic town that still depicted the Gold Rush era. Homes, a museum, a church, and hotel are among many fixtures in Greenville that have been gutted by the fire. There are new evacuation orders for the mountain community of Taylorsville. The CDC says new COVID cases are rising rapidly, recording a 43% increase over last week. Some hospitals in Georgia are said to be turning patients away. A Florida hospital is converting its auditorium and conference room into a patient ward.
Texas and Florida are among the states hit the hardest by the latest pandemic surge. And this from KTRK, Houston Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Peirce says the viral load showing up in wastewater raises fears.
Wastewater predicts what we'll see in positivity by about 2 weeks, which predicts what we'll see in hospitalizations.
In Miami-Dade County, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava tells WPLG county workers face constant coronavirus tests unless...
provide proof of their vaccination status.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to refuse to enforce CDC recommendations that nearly everyone wear masks indoors until vaccination rates increase significantly. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Biden today honored the Capitol Police officers who fought off the insurrection in January, including those killed and those injured.
You did your duty to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Qatar Airways says it's grounded 13 Airbus A350s. It says the fuselages were degrading at an accelerated rate. The stock market rose today, the Dow up 271 points. The job market data showed improvement. This is AP News. The U.S. women's soccer team called upon two of its most legendary players to come up big in Tokyo.
39-year-old Carly Lloyd and 36-year-old Megan Rapinoe had a pair of goals each as the U.S. avenged a semifinal loss to Canada, edging Australia 4-3 to claim the bronze medal. The Americans built a 4-1 lead before needing a stout defensive effort to hold off the surging Australians. The medal is likely the last in international competition for Lloyd, Rapinoe, and several iconic stars. I'm John Leatherby.
The made-for-television Tokyo Games have been a digital affair. Spectators aren't permitted at the Olympics because of the pandemic, so athletes have taken to social media in trailblazing ways. You've heard there are supply and shipping delays from China. Some 52% of American manufacturing executives say they're starting to buy more supplies in the U.S. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.